I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. This next 5 days will be on a journey through the Psalms, and I'm using this week a copy of The Message, Eugene Peterson's translation, and I find it to be so refreshing when I read through the book of the Psalms. And so in Psalm 32, listen to what David's psalm sounds like with The Message. Count yourself lucky. How happy you must be. You get a fresh start. Your slate's wiped clean. Count yourself lucky. God holds nothing against you, and you're holding nothing back from Him. When I kept it all inside, my bones turned to powder. My words became day-long groans. The pressure never let up. All the juices of my life dried up. Then I let it all out. I said, I'll make a clean breast of my failures to God. And suddenly, the pressure was gone. My guilt dissolved. My sin disappeared. These things add up. Every one of us needs to pray. When all hell breaks loose and the dam bursts, we'll be on high ground, untouched. God's my island hideaway, keeps danger far from the shore, throws garlands of hosannas around my neck. Let me give you some good advice. I'm looking you in the eye and giving it to you straight. Don't be ornery like a horse or mule that needs bit and bridle to stay on track. God defiers are always in trouble. God affirmers find themselves loved every time they turn around. Celebrate God. Sing together, everyone. All your honest hearts raise the roof. My friend, I love that. And in verse 33, it starts off with these four words. Good people, cheer God. I love that. Today, as we enter into our time of meditation, I invite you to just draw close attention to your breath. Just breathe normally for a few moments. As you recognize the beauty of the breath that's been given to you as a gift today, I also invite you to recognize that you've been given a gift. You've been given all the minutes and the seconds of this day that you might be able to accomplish everything God has in store for you. And your God has given you all the time that you need to accomplish everything that He has for you. The question will be, how many times do we veer off of the road and we choose our own path, not His? So today, I invite you to be ensured that we are walking in the path, that we are indeed welcoming God's direction in our life. So let's breathe a couple times deeply and shut out the noise and the foolishness of this world and separate ourselves for a time of quietude and solitude with the Lord. Again. Lord God, we ask you today for each listener and participant in the weekday meditation today and beyond in our families that you would give us clear, crystal clear direction and wisdom from above that we might know how to walk in your path. We might accomplish what you have in store for us this day, not more, not less, but that we might perfectly be in tune and we might be walking with you with every step. And now, my friend, tell the Lord three things that you're grateful for right now. Yeah, and now take a few moments and let the Lord know how grateful you are for Him. Tell the Lord how wonderful He is and how much He is loved. And now bring to the Lord just one thing that without His help, there's no way you could accomplish it, but you would be grateful, you would be thankful, you would be overwhelmed that the Creator and Sustainer of the universe would ensure that these things happen in your life today. Bring that to Him. Now I want to give you a few moments and In this time, we're going to expand the time a little bit today and each day during this week to about 3 minutes. And as we do that, it may feel like an eternity, but it's really just 3 minutes to stop long enough to hear the voice of God, whether it's in a prompting, whether it's in a nudge, maybe a poke. I kidded at church today that sometimes I feel like the Lord has to tase me to get my direction and get my correction and get my heart in the right direction. So I encourage you, just I'll mind the time, and in a few moments I'll be back. And as I come back, we'll finish up our time of weekday meditation today. How did that feel for you? Did it seem like it was forever, or could you have just gone on forever? Sometimes the way we approach God and our belief and the direction that He wants to share with us has everything to do with how long these times feel. And sometimes they feel like they're forever because we have so many things on our mind. We stepped out of bed and we were just already overly directed towards something. So my friend, today, my prayer for you would be that you might enjoy the beauty and the peace of walking in God's way for your life. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation, and I look forward to seeing you each day over the next 4 or 5 days as we talk through the Psalms. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.